Exactly. There's also a lot of fan fiction when people write new stories based on the characters from their favorite novels. Sometimes the stories explain an unknown history or fill in the gaps, and it's a fun way to engage with the material. So is cosplay related to fandoms? Jace here says that that kind of fan art is exactly what he's talking about. There's also a lot of fan fiction, and then he says what fan fiction is, which is when people write their own new stories based on what they've seen in their favorite novels. Now, Jace uses the word characters. A character is just a person in the story. So the fan fiction uses the people that are in the original story to have a new story that was written by someone who enjoyed it. In the next sentence, Jace uses the expression fill in the gaps, which means to add something that is needed in order to complete the bigger picture. So sometimes the stories that fans will write actually talk about something that was otherwise unknown, or it finishes the story in a way that the original books did not. And on top of that, it's a fun way for people to use the material in the books that they love. Clary asks about cosplay. Cosplay is when you dress up as a person from a story. Now, this is something that has become very, very popular in Japan, where people dress up as characters from a certain type of stories or a certain type of comic book or movie. But cosplay could be dressing up as any person from any story at all. And so Clary asks, is dressing up like characters from stories related to fandoms?
Yes, 他就说呢, exactly, 没错. There is also a lot of fan fiction when people write new stories based on the characters from their favorite novels. 就说呢, 当粉丝根据自己喜欢的原著小说中的人物写新故事时, 也会有很多同人小说。 这边的同人小说其实就是像, 英文里面的 fan fiction。 那 characters 在这边是一个名词, 就是有角色、人物的意思。 Sometimes the stories explain an unknown history or fill in the gaps, and it's a fun way to engage with the material. 就说呢, 有时候呢, 同人小说故事会解释未知的历史或填补空白, 与素材活动是一种有趣的方式。 这边有一个 fill in the gaps, 就是一个动词片语, 它就是指说填补空白, 或者是填上一些就是需要的东西, 就让整个故事或者整个就是历史背景更完整。 那接下来Carrie就说又问说呢, So is cosplay related to fandoms? 就说所以角色扮演也是粉丝文化里面的一环吗? Cosplay在这边就是名词角色扮演, 那角色扮演就是大家可能就是很熟悉, 就是在日本是非常受欢迎, 然后非常流行的, 它可能就是从漫画角色扮演, 或者是任何的一个就是角色人物, 从电影、书籍或者是电玩人物都可以做角色扮演。